Welcome to the Church Apps Podcast.
Free software built by the church for the church.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the Church Apps Podcast. I'm Michael, and joining me is my co-host, Carrie. We're both volunteer ministry resource partners with Church Apps, and I have to say, I am genuinely pumped to be doing this.
Me too. So where do we even start?
Let's start with the question we get more than any other. What is Church Apps and why is it free? Because I know when people hear free, they automatically assume there's a catch. There is no catch. And the reason why is actually what makes Church Apps completely different from everything else out there.
So what is the mission?
The mission is simple, to free the church from software costs so churches can focus on kingdom work. That's it. And it comes from a really honest look at what's happening across churches right now. Churches collectively spend over $1.5 billion every year on software. And a lot of that software answers to shareholders, premium tiers, per member fees, and the churches that can't afford it just go without.
And those are often the smallest churches doing the most important work.
Exactly right. And the team behind Church Apps looked at that and said, this isn't a technology problem. It's a stewardship problem. The church already has everything it needs to solve this. The developers, the designers, the people who want to give their skills. So Church Apps brings all of that together and gives it away completely free to any church that needs it. That's it. That's the whole thing.
How many churches are using it?
Right now, over 14,000 churches. And the average church saves about $1,500 a year. They're getting a full suite of tools that would cost $5,000 or more on the commercial market completely free. $5,000 a year that can go toward people instead of platforms, toward outreach instead of overhead. That's real money with real impact.
And it's all open source?
All of it. Open source, transparent, no vendor lock-in whatsoever. Any church, any developer can look at the code, contribute to it, suggest improvements. Nothing is hidden. And the whole thing is built on a conviction from Matthew 10, verse 8. Freely you've received, freely give. That's not a tagline. That's the actual operating principle behind everything Church Apps does.
So what apps are included?
Okay, so this is where it gets exciting. And no, because it's not just one tool, it's a whole suite. Let me walk you through all four of them. First up is B1 Church. This is your complete church management system, members, giving, attendance, groups, a website builder, and a branded mobile app for your congregation, all in one place, all connected. This is where most churches start, and it covers everything a church admin needs day to day.
What about curriculum?
That's lessons.church, and I love this one so much. It's a free curriculum library where churches share ministry content with each other, Sunday school, kids ministry, adult classes, yeah, all ages, completely free. No login required to browse. Your church benefits from what other churches have already created, and you can give back by sharing what you've made. Good curriculum is incredibly expensive. Lessons.church just flips that model completely.
And for worship presentation?
Free show. And if you've ever priced out ProPresenter or one of the other big commercial tools, you know we're talking hundreds of dollars a year just for a license. Free Show is a modern, polished alternative. Lyrics, scriptures, videos, media, all of it. It's designed to look professional and work reliably on a Sunday morning when you absolutely cannot have it fail on you. And it's completely free.
What about Free Play?
Free Play is one of my favorites, and I want to make sure people understand this. It's not just for kids. Yes, it works amazing in your children's classrooms, but we also use it in adult Sunday school rooms, small group spaces, anywhere you've got a screen and want to run a lesson or presentation. And here's the big thing. It works offline. You download your content and it plays no matter what. No Wi-Fi, doesn't matter. It just works. That's huge for a lot of churches.
So B1 for management, lessons for curriculum, free show for worship, free play for classrooms, and they all connect?
They all connect. It's a system, not a pile of disconnected tools. And all four of them are completely free, every single piece of it.
So who is this podcast for?
This podcast is for you. Whether you're a minister, a church admin, a volunteer tech person, or just someone who wants your church to run a little better. Carrie and I give our time to church apps because we've seen firsthand what it looks like when a church has the right tools and doesn't have to worry about the cost. That is what this show is about. Every episode will cover what's new at church apps, go deep on a specific feature, and walk you through exactly how to use it.
And every episode has a Try It This Week segment?
Every single one. And that's where we give you one specific thing to go do as step-by-step, practical, no fluff. The goal is that by the time you finish listening, you know exactly what to try and how to do it. We want to be like that friend who really knows the platform and just helps you get the most out of it.
So what's the Try It This Week for episode one?
Since this is episode one, we're keeping it simple. This week, go to churchapps.org and just look around. If you're not already using one of the apps, pick the one that fits your biggest need right now and sign up. It takes about 5 minutes and there is nothing to pay. And if you're already using church apps, take a look at the apps you haven't tried yet. A lot of churches start with B1 and don't realize free show or free play could make a real difference in their ministry too.
And if your church has developers who want to get involved,
head to GitHub under church apps. Everything is open source and the community is genuinely welcoming. And if you want to understand the heart behind all of it, go to churchapps.org/Y. It's worth 5 minutes of your time.
Anything else before we wrap up?
That's it for episode one. We are so glad you're here. And future episodes are going to go deep on features, share real stories from churches using these tools, and keep you plugged in to everything happening at Church Apps.
Subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode. And if this was helpful, share it with someone at your church who could use it.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on the Church Apps podcast.